This episode is brought to you by nobody. Unfortunately, you have listened. You are listening to a place in which advertising does not exist as of yet. Stay tuned for more details, and you can hear the Limit Your Fears podcast weekly on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Coming to iTunes very soon.
Very soon.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Limit Your Fears podcast. This is Imani Wilson, and I bring forth to you once again the lovely and absolutely esoteric and eclectic stylings of
Supreme.
And of course, we wouldn't be here without our producer extraordinaire, BDSM enthusiast, and caster of magic.
I'm not, okay, don't.
He likes bondage.
I don't like bondage.
He loves it.
He's like, I was going to say, he likes it. He likes it. He loves it. He likes it. He loves it. He can't get enough of it.
I'm a simple man, okay?
Who likes it? It's nothing complicated about it.
I'm a simple man.
His name is David Strange. And welcome for another weekly edition. I feel so good right now. Yeah, I feel really good about coming back around and definitely having you guys for yet another rendition. We're over here in the dining room. Okay, we're over here enjoying some lovely mimosas at this moment.
I'm not.
Yeah, he's the fucking teetotaler who smokes black cloves and sips fireball.
Drinking Moscato.
Yeah, we're having
like
Moscato.
Like a bunch of old women.
And simply orange juice, enjoying a Wednesday. In the first week of the autumn equinox.
Yeah, he's the guy who's sitting at that empty table in that bar in Brooklyn. I'm just like, did you see what happened?
like saying, I'll take a spritzer. And it's like, oh yeah, what kind of alcohol? No, just the bubbles. Yeah, you're one of them sick fucks. And of course, he wouldn't be here without the added lovely company. Because I told him before, he's like David Stern with his Robin. David Strange is also here featured with the co-hosting duties of... I'm sorry, ma'am. What are you known as again? Do you operate under an alias?
Yes, she does.
What's your superhero name? Lieutenant Giggles. Okay, yep. Yeah. Lieutenant Giggles. Got you. Also known as...
Just say V. That's it.
V.
Yes, her vampire name. Anyway.
You asshole.
Representing the Vox Populi who are Victor Vanish. Yeah, so yeah, I gotta fucking bust out some Hugo Weaving. Speaking of which, I'm gonna add that on my list because Viva Vendetta is another example, one of those good one-off comic book movies. But yeah, into another rendition. And like you said, going into the fall, it's a lovely time of the year. This is what I feel like is true podcasting season. Because you're getting people before the weather gets fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this is the time where people real deal, I'm talking real deal, start tuning in and shit. Summer, you ain't really getting people. People are naked. They're wearing shorts with no underwear on. They're just doing all kinds of shit. Dicks are out. Nipples are hard. Like, people aren't trying to really, like, listen to podcasts unless it's one of these major established guys. We're like that nomadic tribe of people. We're like, fuck it, we're like the Universal Soul Circus. When we come in town, you know we're there. You want to come, you want to try to make the time, and hopefully you do. That's pretty much the way that it is. Yeah. So
shout out to all the nipples out there.
Shout out to all the nipples out there. Deadass, for real.
Hard
nipples. And to quote the great 21st century philosopher Action Bronson, we like to twist sisters out like the Universal Circus. So now, we will go ahead and proceed to the proceedings this evening. And in breaking news, we'll put
it's
in
not
some,
breaking news. At
it
this
is
point.
Breaking
it's
news.
Not,
I mean,
yesterday.
If you're hearing this, it's gonna be for posterity. So let's just keep
it
real.
Yeah, breaking news. Whatever.
Bill Cosby's ass has been thrown in the slammer.
That's right.
At 83 years old.
81. I
81
think.
81
years
old.
So I know it's devastating for Philadelphia. I don't know how your people are coping over there, but
I mean, they have no choice but to cope.
I know you only had one hero left after Will Smith was smart enough to leave, but
Jesus Christ,
pretty much. I'm like, my bad. I'm sorry that the fucking General of Jello went down in flames, but this is exactly what's happened. This shit is unfucking fortunately. He was the Philadelphia feeler, so his ass is down. You understand me? And what's terrible about it is most people feel like there's a certain, like it's very duplicitous. You know, him going down is like, oh, whoa, you got all those Catholic priests that haven't been tried, those senators who abuse their power. You got so many other of the corrupt. If you're going to round up one of them, you need to round up all of them. And I hear you, but at the same time, wrong is wrong. No matter who is at the forefront of being wrong. So,
I'm a little blown away at the fact that, like, now, you know, like 81 years old, it's like you're paying the price for everything you did like 50 years later.
Yeah, again, and they said it's only for like a couple of cases because, again, statute of limitations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, you know, it was a long time and everybody was doing it. I mean, like, if he admitted
rape, bro.
Yeah, like he admitted to a lot of like the bullshit. So, you know, boom, you get what you have coming to you.
Yeah.
But shit, 81?
Yeah, they're like
3 to 10 years.
3 to 10 years.
3 to 10 which years.
If you think about it, I mean,
that's a fucking life sentence.
It's a life sentence, but let's like, also, you know, be real. Unless he pulls a Max Cady, goes in there, does a lot of push-ups, becomes buff as fuck in no time, and gets out on good behavior in like 6 years, then he's 87. He's shredded. You know, probably has a patch on that one blind eye, and is just ready to do a tell-all. Like, look, I served my time. Okay, y'all shadow my name. I'm a former shell of a once withstanding human being. Yeah, so now here's my book.
It's just like Bill Cosby is more than likely gonna die in jail.
He is.
Who would have thought to say that like 10, 20 years ago?
What's amazing is that Strange sent over that fucking Mad TV skit called Cos, which had Bill Cosby going to a maximum security jail. And it's funny because it's done by Ari Spears. Shout out to Ari Spears. So it was just like
two more Cosby skits, like on his own.
Oh yeah, I'll give Ari Spears that. He's.
I remember.
They have a bunch of good. They had a bunch of good impressionists on Matt.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember those.
Between him and
see, there's a lesson in all this, man. Don't
Will Sasso was
don't take the pudding.
Ask
when yes ask. Don't take the pudding. Ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, don't force feed your Jell-O pudding pop into a woman that doesn't want it.
Man, shit's not cool. Because then you're all about trying to hand her some secret sauce. And that secret sauce is no bueno. That's also another clip from The Cosby Show that if you were to hear it, go on YouTube and look up Secret Sauce Bill Cosby. And you're welcome. Because that's going to change your motherfucking day.
I got
day.
A cup of it, I yeah, said.
Yeah, that's the precursor to all of it's
this. It's the precursor to all this
He was
shit.
One of us from the rip since the 80s. Like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah. Yeah, he really did. I mean, at that point, you know, it just, again, I think the biggest thing is when I see people try to refute and say, oh, round them all up. I'm like, again, you're talking about a habitual rapist at this point. So let's not try to make this
here's a funny
black
thing.
And white
I,
thing.
I was out with my stepmother celebrating my brother's birthday. And
Adonis?
You know, yeah.
Shout out to fucking Adonis.
Yeah, he old now.
Great fucking listener to the podcast.
I don't know, he old. Anyway.
And currently the homie D's boss very soon if he joins the fucking academy. In which, and don't mind me veering off of this, he said, yo, he's like, obviously I'm signing up for the fire department. He's like, so I go in and mention I know Adonis. Like, oh, you know Adonis. Yeah, he's a character. I'm like, how's he a character? He's like, he's a different kind of guy. And they're like, he's just different. They're like, you think he's different, you see his brother. I'm like, I know them both. Love them both. Some funny motherfuckers. So that's it.
But yeah, and like, she's on this
whole...
He
also slaps David around and calls him Junior. I love it.
Fuck you. Yeah. But anyway, she's on this whole, and my brother too, on this whole, oh my God, Bill Cosby didn't do it train, which
stop.
Is bullshit.
Come on, fucking, Adonis.
And then she reads from the Instagram post about how all this evidence against Bill Cosby. I'm like, no, he did it. Like, why aren't you seeing this? He did it. And she's listening to his lawyer. Like, oh no, we have all this evidence saying that he was out of state and we have scientific tests. Like, cool. Where was this during the trial, though?
Seriously.
Like, if you can prove that America's dad,
we knew that,
didn't put his pudding pops into someone else's pudding without permission, where's that proof?
Yeah, pretty much at this point, because Ghost Dad fucked up. Ghost Dad fucked all the way up. He was like, hey,
and doing that Cosby dip.
Here's some rape. Like, that's fucked up. Like, it's fucked up.
And
like,
doing that Cosby dip.
And if you think about it now, Pudding is forever ruined. The Cosby Show is forever ruined.
Yeah,
I mean,
and he fucked up a lot of checks
for our generation. Younger people won't know what the fuck they won't get.
No, he fucked up a lot. Keenan played
Fat Albert in that horrible live action film.
That was terrible. And to think, we all thought Keenan would be the one to suffer from that movie.
Keenan got an Emmy. I'm not even mad Keenan at got him. An
Emmy. He's about to get his own show.
Fucking time.
Yeah, he just recently quit. Do you?
And understand me.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. I think he's the longest tenured member on Saturday Night Live now.
Dude, do you understand? Apparently. He's been like entertaining us since he was a kid.
He's a kid. Yeah, since he was a kid. Keenan and Kel is a classic. Like, fuck around. I'll get Keenan and Kel on Blu-ray, bitch. I'll get Blu-ray for something that came out in the 90s just to be a motherfucker. Mm. Just to be bougie. Be like Saturday Night Mood, watching Keenan and Kel on Blu-ray, drinking orange soda. Suck my dick. That'll be exactly what the fuck I would do. So, word. Shout out to Keenan. And I have a checkered history with Keenan. So, let me just have this moment right here. Because when I grew up my locks, okay, I used to have this one girl in fucking middle school be like, oh my God, look, it's Keenan. He looks just like Keenan. And I used to tell motherfuckers, no, I don't. The other people started catching on to it, like, yo, you kind of do look like Keenan. Like, shut the fuck up. So, when I cut my hair, guess what happens? Keenan cuts his hair. Conveniently at the same time. Couldn't avoid the motherfucker for this whole time. So Keenan Thompson, if I see you, I'm gonna punch you in your shoulder. You may want to run my fade, but I'm gonna let you know now, it's not personal, bro. I loved you and Keenan and Kel. And also put Kel Mitchell back on, please. Like, cause Kel is a funny motherfucker. He just needs to be in the right situation. I know he went all Christian and shit, but still. Kel is funny.
Christian.
Yeah, he's all Christian and shit. Does those little like Christian little like own. Like not own what is that?
Daystar.
No. What's TVN? That fucking one? It's that other
Inspiration.
One.
Inspiration.
Not Inspiration. It's that other one. You know what I'm talking about? Ion does like those Ion like appearances on the Ion Network. Positively entertaining. You just so happen to see him like on like Law and Order, and he's just like that random dad. So shout out to Kel Mitchell. You real one on.
But no, he fucked up a lot of people's checks. Like, look at what's his face. I forget his Jeffrey. Elvin.
Dude, that's basically better known as sweaty dude who worked at Trader Joe's.
Yep. Why do you think he started working at Trader Joe's?
Is that really the reason?
Yeah, yes, like legit. It legitimately was because
he was like, yo, my royalty checks from that show, which was a show I was featured on prominently, dried the fuck up. So now I have to help make ends meet, so I have a part-time job. And his part-time job comes with benefits, so I figured, why not?
My thing is, what was he doing, though?
Oh, he was living off that residual. He was doing just acting jobs off the side.
It's the reason
that's how much the Cosby Show earned in syndication.
It's the reason why certain people, when they do prominent shows, they don't have to do anything else. Like, Jerry Seinfeld, it's good. Seinfeld's going to run forever. Seinfeld's going to be like the Honeymooners. That's why Will Smith is forever good, simply off the Fresh Prince alone. Simply off that shit alone. So that's why people are like, oh, but Carlton never blew... Do you know that Carlton got that plus Dancing with the Stars money as well? I'm like, please.
And America's Funniest Home Videos exactly, money since please. He's hosting. So Carlton's doing fine.
Carlton's chilling.
The only one that isn't doing fine is the first and Viv.
Oh, but that's her own fault. She's off the deep end. But you know what I want to mention who also went to jail? Because I know this is your boy. See, here's the thing. Two estranged boys all have gone down within like the span of a couple
Cosby
of weeks.
Ain't my boy.
No, you don't want to. That's your boy. You got a picture of him.
I don't have a picture of Cosby.
No, even though you're right, that's not your boy. In New York terms, that's your man's.
That's my man's.
I know that's your man's.
I don't have a picture of Bill Cosby
that's your man's,
anywhere.
But who also went down? And I know you have something to say about this. Suge Knight.
Finally,
Suge Knight went down for that man. I think they said he got like 30 plus some more years. Yeah, he's done. He's dying in jail. He's dying in jail.
I know this, you know, not humane and is a human rights issue. Keep that dude in solitary. Keep him away from General Pop, all right?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though. You got to understand.
He's a dangerous old man who should have went to prison a long time ago.
Is he dangerous now?
Yes, yes, he is.
I don't think so.
He ran over two people with his car. In broad daylight.
I mean, but anybody, dude. Listen.
With security cameras all around.
If you give me an automatic transmission.
Oh, God.
I used to play Crazy Taxi for Dreamcast.
Okay.
I'll put your ass down. But I know I wouldn't, but I'm just saying. But for all of what it's worth, you know, I think it was just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but are we talking like he's got connections crazy or he's
and
just
that's
like,
he
I don't
has
give a fuck
crazy?
His fucking reach is probably dried up. Because you got to remember, at some point, his whole shit was that he could have made bail. But Dr. Dre and one of his last like things to him was like, "Hey, I give you bail on one condition. You got to turn over the rest of your rights of all of the fucking songs that were linked to Death Row Records. Then I'll give you bail. So basically, give me your last bit of royalties, and I'll get you out right now." Shook was like, "Nah, I'm good." I'm like, "All right, cool, bet. You done. You good." That's the sort of shit Dre did. Wow. Which, I mean, if you think about it, makes sense, because Dre was there for all of that Death Row Records shit with Snoop and Pac and all that. Dre was attached to all of that.
He was attached. He didn't even want to be.
He didn't want to be, but he was. So this is like karmic as fuck that he wanted to be about that life, and now that life has him serving life in jail. Happens. He tried to cite self-defense. They're like, "Nah, bro, not really.
Nah, we gonna get
gonna get you for involuntary manslaughter, which, based on everything here, that's at least 30, bro. That's at least 30.
We're gonna get you on everything."
So it's funny that Bill Cosby's going in at 80, and Suge wouldn't get out till he's 80. They're both done.
I mean, isn't Suge Knight like sick as a dog anyway?
Yeah, they say he's got a whole bunch of shit going on.
Yeah, he has diabetes.
Yeah, he's big. He's always been a big motherfucker. He's always just been big. Not even like. He's like what I call Cali Swole. Just one of them big motherfuckers that used to just bench press in front of the lawn.
Yeah.
Wearing a flannel in the fucking California sun. Word. And that's why the game is as big as he was. Like right now, if the game came up in and was like, "Yo, I'm taking that Sade record." I'm like, "Bro, why you gotta do that? Cause you too big for that shit, bro. Like you do way too many fucking..."
He's taking that Sade record.
If the game came in here right now and was like, "What's up, little bitches? Yo, I'm taking that Sade record right there. You see that record right there? Yeah. That shit is mine. You can suck my dick. You're not taking that record from me." I'm in a situation. That's a real big man.
That's a real
situation. Motherfucker's like 6'5", easily like 240,
yeah.
And he's just swole and can fight his ass off. He knows how to box. That'd be a situation. So, yeah. Just saying. Yeah. Any little, you know, little off as well, too.
Yeah.
That'd be a whole situation.
Nah, you just got to straight kill him. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. I remember somebody said they like, "See, big swole motherfuckers like that, they just need to be shot. There's no fighting them. They just need to be shot." So, that's just what
they need to be shot. Delilah, you've dealt with some big swole motherfuckers. How have you dealt with them?
Wait, what?
You've dealt with some big swole motherfuckers from Philadelphia?
Yeah, you know, jailbirds, all that.
No, I actually dealt with this one person that he called me a bitch, and let's just say a metal part of the boot wind up in his groin.
That's right. Yeah, you gotta hit them nuts.
Swing.
That's right.
Not a mess.
See, I would have. Oh man, I can't do it.
My balls are sensitive. I don't know if that's sharing too much.
Stop censoring yourself, Strange.
No, I was gonna go in on some personal stuff, but I'm not doing that since.
Oh, here we go. So in other words, he's saying this. I am about to go into detail about...
I can't go in detail.
All my dealings and all that good stuff. I'm just leaving.
If you don't leave me alone with that bullshit, I'm on.
So,
but
yeah,
you said it.
You said it, though. So, yeah.
Well, I can't do the stream of rage I wanted to do.
Yeah, that whole Stream on a Conscious episode is just a mess.
We can't do anything with that
whole Stream on a Conscious episode is just a mess. I spoke about, like, I think you spoke about mass murder... You started laughing about the mass murder. I was like endorsing the mass murder. At some point, I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna make this like a snippet.
Wait,
it was something involving mass murder. He was just talking about killing people and getting and no, excuse me. Watch this, Delilah. He threatened people with a black candle.
Oh, okay.
So it was good. I said this man Strange over here was talking about murder and retaliation and hitting people with a black candle. He said, "I'm getting the black candle out."
I know what he's talking about.
Not a white candle, not even a rose scented, a black candle. The blackest of. Yeah. I'm talking Wesley Snipes themed candle.
Well, see, I could have made it even and got a Puerto Rican candle. Anyway.
But what is
it? I mean, you burn it, does it smell like Malta and fucking empanada?
Because
if so, I'm all about that, except the Malta. Malta's very sugary and I never liked it. I never liked Malta. Or does it smell like Goya? Because, oh boy.
Aha.
Love it.
Wow.
Sofrito.
Well, speaking about Manta, back in the day, it used to contain alcohol.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's dope. You know, for some reason, I think I remember that. Because I remember Malta was something that, it was like a little beer beverage. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. My dad used to drink them.
Yeah,
I remember they were that like shit. That.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like back when they were beer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember that shit. Because I remember having one before. Because I was like, ugh. Keep that shit.
I never had Malta.
Shit tastes like ass. What? Like, I didn't want that. No, I didn't like it.
Yo, it has a...
So weird. I can't describe the
taste. It has an interesting taste to it. You know, it's not saying. For everyone.
It's really an acquired taste. It really is. It's very much an acquired taste. It's not the sort of thing you just roll on someone. Yo, you want a Malta? It's like...
Like, I'm going to tell you, like, if you... I hate that. If you see, like, Haitians drinking it, it's usually because we were drinking it when we were young.
Yeah.
Not because we actually like it.
It's a thing you were just brought up on.
Yeah, it's a culture
thing. Cultural thing. Very much a West Indian Islander, folks from the Caribbean, including the Latino community. Yeah.
So you one day in your 30s drinking it, I'm like, this tastes like pure foot and ass.
Yeah.
And I have been drinking this my whole life.
Yeah, it's like, well, you weren't raised on that foot and ass, my child. So there you go. But yeah.
Yeah, that's like also it's this drink called Coco Rico.
It's like coconut
soda.
I could have sworn it was coconut water, but yeah, you're right. Coconut soda, I remember that. I remember Coco Ricos. Shout out to all the like Puerto Rican people that used to be out there with them limbes. I love them fucking limbes.
Puerto Rican water ice.
On that fucking work! Oh, I used to love them limbes. God, I used to love them fucking things. So bad. Tell people, ugh. Look, I'm sorry, you know, you didn't have the finest of experiences in Hoboken. I'm sure you dealt with, you know, with housing inflation and flooding since we know Hudson County just fucking floods like a bitch. Like, fucking Hoboken kills me with that. So expensive to live there because it's a fucking like, oh, look, Manhattan's right there. You suck my ass. Manhattan's right there. You guys need to deal with your fucking sewer system because it floods.
Yeah.
Like right now, it's probably flooding in Hoboken right now.
Can't just tell you how many times I was working down there. We just ended up working late.
Just a fucking flood.
It's
terrible. Cold. They're worse than Dutch country. It's always a fucking flood.
But rent is like $2,200.
Rent's $2,200 because guess what? You get to see Manhattan right there. The fuck out of here. Hudson County's overrated.
That kind
of
money, you can buy a house. Easy.
Yeah, you're paying a very lovely mortgage at $2,200 a month. I'll tell you that shit. But in other news, speaking of other news, there's a lot of newness surrounding the podcast. As you know, this is like our resurgency. I swear, this is probably the most consistent we've been, and I have to fucking clap it up very lightly because it's almost 12 in the morning. David Strange for putting us on to the Anchor platform. We've probably been the most consistent with the podcast that we have in probably last 2 years, maybe? Something like it.
Yeah.
So I give you big dog props for that. That's what I told you. Full on, full time producer over here.
So, that's right. I gotta step up my promotion game.
Yeah,
I definitely got an idea for promotion for you, right?
Oh, here we go.
Okay. All right. Listen to me.
See.
It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna draw a picture of the three of us.
Three of us.
Then like, lend me your fears.
Lend me your fears.
Right. Then bam. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, lend me your fears. Tagline is bam.
Yes, bam.
But yeah, we got a lot bumping right now coming into the month of October. So I don't mean to date this podcast, but by the time this comes out, fuck a Yule, because we will be knee deep at Comic Con. I wish I could somehow sneak Supreme in there and be like, yo, bitch, I'm.
I mean, you can. You have you sold all the tickets? Understand?
Keep like right now. I have Thursday. Friday.
I'm telling homie, get a Thursday Sunday. Ticket. I'm telling you, get
Thursday is still available online.
Yeah,
too.
get one from Imani. Like it's what 50?
It's 50 bucks.
$50. Get it. We gonna go to Comic Con.
But here's the thing.
We gonna go dump early.
You're saying it as though this man had planned for this. As though
what are we gonna do next Thursday, Ashley? What are we gonna do next Thursday besides steal someone's girl? You can steal someone's girl at Comic Con.
Here we go.
This is,
here we go. Put some on the spot.
You can steal someone's girl at Comic-Con.
Knowing damn well he's going to come to me like, listen, baby, look right here. Like, I'm like, listen, I'm Wiccan, okay?
But Wiccan. Listen,
I could easily put my Wick in you.
Oh, God, so that's ready
to go ahead and show you the dark arts.
I could put my Wick in your can.
No. Yes, I can put, exactly. There it goes. I put my Wick in your can. Let's go.
That's how we doing it.
How I do it. No.
For real. He's like, that's not how I do it. He's like, listen, it's a slow lull, okay? I hit them with overconfidence.
Can someone help me here? Come to my aid, please. Anyone?
No, you're the actual pimp here. You don't need
aid. I'm not a pimp. Don't say that.
Yeah. Unless you're looking for an assistant pimp, in which I'm not a pimp. I can't fill that role.
Come to my aid, please?
Yeah, like, I'm the one who's like, I apparently steal people's women. Like, how does that work?
The man religiously refers to you as bitches. Like, it makes no sense to me.
My man bitches.
Like, religiously bitches supreme. He does this shit. Not me. Yeah.
And we're definitely going to have me look all types of crazy when we meet with these other people or this other podcast. Like, it's an other podcast with two lovely ladies on their trials and tribulations on men.
Which if I know Strange, are very much conventionally attractive at the very least, because he doesn't deal with sixes or less.
I follow one of them. Yes, they're bad as fuck. They're very attractive.
Exactly.
And you out here talking about you going to steal girls and stuff. Like, bro, come on. Don't do that.
Exactly. Because basically all he's doing is like, supreme, just handle my light work. Like, I got this. Like, look. He's like, listen. He's like, get that one over there because she going to get on my left because she ain't right. That's exactly what he's going
to
do.
Oh, don't listen to this.
That's exactly what he's going to do. My boy, get down crazy, huh?
I don't get down crazy.
So, yeah, I mean, Comic-Con is next week, though. So, like I said, I don't know what's Supreme's got doing.
Supreme can go?
No, I'm off.
That's right, he's off?
That day.
Gonna get that $50?
That's the killer.
Okay.
That's the killer. Like, trust me.
Don't worry. I got a plan, man. We're gonna take you to the strip club. We're gonna get you on, like, the stage, on the pole.
Like, I can't even do Uber right now, and I'm upset.
Damn.
Shit.
I'm very upset. Because, the bank that has the title on my car won't give it to me. And it's like, yeah, you know, because you're financing it, whatever, you're not supposed to get it until you pay it off. But I need something to be able to register the car in my name.
Wow. In Jersey. That's crazy.
Because we bought it in another state, so it's still registered to that state. And I'm like,
oh, motherfucker.
I kind of need that, you know, to do things legally, you know, so.
No, trust me, no biggie at all. But we'll be hitting that motherfucker up. You know, Strange is going to be in the general pop lines. I'm going to be over there with the pristine, you know, the folks who smell so good of themselves. Like, I'll put you this way with the press areas, like, no bullshit, after going to it for 2 years, you get the motherfuckers who obviously either knew someone who could get them there, or they kissed a lot of ass to get there, and now they feel so good about themselves, to the point where they go to this area where it's all nice and especially air conditioned and especially wide open space. Like, I look at it, they don't take advantage of the space at all. It's almost like, hey, we want you to be in this corner of the room because you see all this alleyway right here. Mm-hmm. You could just walk and gather your thoughts. Whereas every other part of the con is congested. There's no fucking room, everything else. So it's like the most elitist upper crusty part besides being the actual talent at the fucking con itself.
It's only for like 4 days.
And it's for 4 motherfucking days.
This isn't a life thing.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting there like, motherfuckers, like, yo, this should be new. Like, they got water, they got coffee. I remember one point, because I came late to it last year, but I remember they had like, was it orange juice? Gotcha. They had the, what is that? They had a whole little kiosk of like, I think it was like Doritos and Monster Energy. So, like, you know, like they pretty much pamper motherfuckers kind of up there.
Yeah, but that's like diabetes fuel.
It really is, which is why I don't
fuck with none.
They want to keep you up and passive.
What's up, dude?
Uh-huh.
You getting your gaming going?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to be... Oh, okay, I was going to say, you're going to have to be quiet in there because we're in there recording. Sorry about that. Recording. But ultimately, that whole press area is fine. And then you'll occasionally see your few celebrities, in which I realize these are just normal human beings, which is why whenever I see a celebrity in person, I treat them as such. Like, I think, I'm trying to think who the last celebrity I saw. Rosie Perez. In which case, she's still fine.
Yeah.
Very fine.
Good.
Especially nice. In person. I remember seeing her. I was like, how you doing, Rosie? She's like, hey, boo. I was like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Chilayo,
I'm like, you're 5'1", Latina. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Like, fuck your whole world up. Don't do that. Don't do that, Rosie.
Girl,
don't
I'm about to it. Spit that game
it's
at
like,
you.
It's like, girl, do not do that. Don't come to me talking about, hey, boo. Don't do that, Rosie. Don't do that, Rosie. Shit. I'm like, since do the right thing, I'll do some things to you. Do not do it, Rosie Perez.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, she was a sweetheart. I think the person before her, Felicia Rashad, speaking of The Cosby Show. going to Comic-Con one year, she was literally going to a cafe when the lines, because you know the lines in Manhattan are redonkulous and they wrap blocks.
Right.
She was literally going to a cafe. She was like, oh my God, this is, you know, I'm like, this is a lot. And I just, all the black people, because you know how black people, you know how we do. Yeah. Like, oh my God, it's Mrs. Cosby. Oh my God. And people were like, is that Bill Cosby? I was like, no. It's not Bill Cosby's wife, idiot. That's Mrs. Cosby from The Cosby Show. Yeah. It's Felicia Rashad. Calm down. Beautiful. But still, beautiful woman. Beautiful woman, still a natural soul, beautiful. Case in which complimenting people on the outfits and went to go get a coffee and stuff. She's like, okay, I'm going to go get breakfast now, but yeah, y'all have fun. I was like, or you treat people as they are. But I remember going in there. The one person who I did see was kind of hit, and I hope this shit doesn't hit the reaches and it somehow bites me in the ass for saying this, because I respect you for all your career, what it was worth. When I was doing the press shit, the one person who I saw, and I saw him in person, I was like, eh? Vivica Fox? Very in person. Very, eh.
How dare you talk about,
like,
wow.
How dare you talk about
as though you could walk past her in Newark and go, okay.
Oh, wow. You mean, like, booty call Vivica Fox?
Like, booty call Vivica Fox, sure. Like, a year ago, I walked past her, and she was very, eh. And I don't want to be that guy to, you know, make it seem like I'm all that and shit. But, you know, typically when you see these folks, especially when it comes to press and things like that, mm-hmm. they're normally, you know, either in their natural state or well-presented. It's one of the two. You never just see somebody fucked up, because that's not what you do with these press things. You're either yourself or you're done up.
Right.
So I'm like, you're not done up, because you're not face beat and all that, so because she just wasn't all of that. So this is just you. So you in your natural state? Very eh. So.
I'm actually surprised.
Yeah, I was fucking surprised with you, because I walked past that. I was like, oh, it's Vivica Fox. I just gave it a, you know, the guy scan. You go.
Yeah.
And I was like, I did the whole up and down scan. Like, let me see how everything is, because everything's working. Okay, I'm like, yeah, this is very eh. This is like, you know, I could bump at you. I could bump into you at like a random mixer somewhere on a Friday and just be like, oh, hey, what's up? So that's all that was. But, I mean, needless to say, all of that circuitous bit of the press area, that David Strange, I'm a couple of folks will be at Comic-Con in full effect. I'll pretty much be working. It won't really be as much fun. I've already told myself I'm not really buying shit this year. I'm going to try to find...
That's right. Maybe, like, if I can find shit. That stupid comic book shop from Chicago that we found last year.
Oh, I need to talk about...
The homemade Blu-rays, the DVD sets.
I knew... Oh, my God. This Jesus motherfucker.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He's going to look for the most obscure DVD box sets
and I found that you them, could ever... And I found them.
Find.
And these motherfuckers are selling talking, that shit from insane prices.
I'm talking... Straight up at this point, like, this guy would go in here and look and find a show that was canceled after a season back in 99. He's gonna find that shit on Blu-ray. Like, because weren't you looking for some crazy shit last year? Yeah. I forgot what it was.
Mantis.
I was gonna say, was it Maverick? Mantis. There you go. And I was like, the fuck is Mantis? You were like, oh, it came on Fox. You don't remember this? I'm like, no, motherfucker, I keep telling you, you're the reincarnate of some video store clerk,
you know what?
From the fucking 80s. That's what the fuck you are.
Well, it's great to see Delilah's still with me.
Yeah, I'm dead ass. Delilah, I swear to God, this guy legitimately, like, some video store clerk must have got struck by lightning, and then through the process of elimination, through some sweet loving, through his parents, there his soul was reincarnated into the body. David Strange. Because I swear to God, some of these fucking films, some of these shows are so obscure. I'm like, this makes no sense. This man somewhere has, like, the original copy of, like, Eraserhead, Evil Dead.
Or that secret episode of Firefly.
Or the secret episode of Firefly somewhere. This motherfucker has the Doctor Who lost footage that was destroyed over time.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay, Strange.
No shade, though. No shade on you, David. But you're always giving me crap about stuff that I have yet to watch, and, like, you know, you give me crap about it. And
but you know what? I'm gonna tell you now. No one is going to be able to top this man. I'm sure if I got even receding hairlined Quentin Tarantino into a room, Stranger probably talk him around in a circle and be like, yeah, no, you don't have Mantis on Blu-ray. Tarantino would be like, I don't have Mantis on Blu-ray? I don't have Mantis on Blu-ray. Okay, you got me there, but tell me about Mantis on Blu-ray. And they'd have a whole conversation. He'd be able to break down Top Gun. He'd be able to break down the opening scene to Reservoir Dogs and about how, like, Virgin was about men with big dicks. He'd be able to go about all of the amazing shit with a motherfucker like Tarantino. So you need another cinephile. Because I'll give Strange that. As someone who loves film or whatever, the man's a fucking cinephile. And mind you, cinephile is not something that's creepy and gets you on a watch list. It's someone who just really appreciates cinema and the medium. And I salute you for that.
Like a hot Cosby. Going back to Bill Cosby, I sent you all that, right?
How the fuck you come back to Bill Cosby? We talking about Comic-Con.
His first meal, part of his first meal, do you want to guess what it was?
Well, is it like legit?
This is legit.
Legit Bill Cosby's first meal in jail.
Pudding.
Go away.
Fucking pudding.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm dead ass. It was part of his first meal in prison.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
That's reported.
That's reported from, yeah.
Yeah, Jell-O stock is going to fucking plummet. I don't know who the fuck is attached to Jell-O. I was looking for it. I think it may be Kraft Foods.
Yo, hold on for a second. All
right.
Don't be surprised if Kraft Foods in the shitter. But, yeah, so we're going to try to go ahead and get the,
I'm telling you, he's going, well, if he was smart and if he got off, he would have wrote a book like OJ, If I Did It.
Yeah, and just be like, yo, whatever the proceeds of this book, you know, put that shit in my commissary, because I'm going to need it. Yeah. So, I'm mad at him. He should have did that shit. So, yeah, Comic-Con, we're going to try to get some fucking podding and some little bit of vlogging. And like I said, at some point, I'm going to be mixing from the DSLR to then, you know, I'm going to be that fucking idiot who has his tablet out and shooting. So you can kiss my ass. I made sure to get the iPad Pro because the bitch shoots 4K. You know, I don't want to use 4K cameras from the station because I don't like to deal with those people.
Oh, my God. Not this lawsuit thing again.
Oh, no. I can't touch into it yet. Again, the lawsuit, it comes to a full head on the 30th. So
that's right.
I'm not going to be able to disclose anything. Halloween, I'm all talking about it, which is amazing. Halloween,
I don't know what I'm doing on Halloween. I might not be in the area on Halloween.
Speaking of, I'm going to be in a show in Brooklyn. But it's going to be like a masquerade.
Oh, yeah. Shout it out. When's the date?
When is it?
The name of the show?
Hold on.
If it's Halloween, I love you, but I ain't coming.
Where you going Halloween? This night?
Usually, because I take off Halloween.
You going to Salem, Massachusetts,
No,
right?
I wish I was. Maybe one day. Okay. I usually take off Halloween for religious reasons.
Oh, yeah.
That's the day you don't touch me.
You
don't touch me. If you are at work, you don't call my phone. You don't look at me.
So wait, so if somebody touches you, what happens? Bad things happen?
Anyway.
Gotcha.
All right.
So he's going into full hellblazer mode at that point.
I might be doing a ritual that night. You never know.
I got to hit up the homie Goldie. She'll tell me what the fuck is up. Because right now
she's... Which homie?
Goldie. Goldie, you know,
you need to get her up here one day.
I would love to, but she got legal things going. It's the reason why she can't leave the state. When it's done, she said next year, she's like, yo, all about it. I told her I've been in and out of Texas at least 4 times already thus far. So I'm like, keep telling her, like, I got to link up with her. It's just so hard because I forgot where the fuck she is. She's like, yo, you all the way the fuck over there. I'm like, my spiritual advisor is in fucking Texas. And it's fucking silly. She hit me up the other day and it's like, you realize we're in the Aries, the Aries new moon, right? This is your time, baby. Maximize whatever you feel. And everybody's got that extra kick. I'm like, yeah, I feel that extra kick. Feel it in the morning. Wanting to get the fuck up out of this job and get my fucking
day trading
on. And,
you know, if and when you get the proper settlement from this job, I have an idea.
Oh, it's,
I want to hear it.
Kind of just like interrupt. It's the 13th of October.
13th of October is the show?
Yeah.
Where is it at?
It's
Brooklyn.
They just say Brooklyn for now.
Of course it's Brooklyn. Of course.
Email later.
You know what? You know where they need to have a show?
Where they need to have a show?
Right? Hear me out. Freeholdheisen.
Freeholdheisen.
And newer? Yeah, newer.
Freelingheisen?
Freelingheisen.
Fuck no.
Why the fuck would we have something in Freelingheisen?
That'll be
but
fun.
No. Actually, you know what's funny that you mentioned Nork? There is actually this.
What is that?
That's the ice maker.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, but fucking Strange keeps getting weirded out. He's like, goddamn uppity black folk in your fucking ice maker. It's the devil. I should know. But the thing is there's actually an aftermarket event that happens regularly in Newark. And it's actually within that general vicinity. Very black, very much POCs. It's a whole nice environment. I'm going to hit my boy Kroger up. Shout out to Kroger and fucking Tasty Cakes. Bake America great again. I'm going to go hit up my boy Kroger who does it. Because, yeah, he's known as Weed Jesus. He does a lot of the fucking edibles. That's my boy. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and definitely hit him up, see when that is, because I remember shooting something with him and the crew. Okay. But, yeah.
Can I just say that this finally hit?
Finally hitting?
Because that was difficult to put this down.
It's difficult to put it down? Hey, listen, I'm telling you, right now, what you're hearing is me and Supreme pretty much challenged this bottle of Barefoot Moscato, so there you go. Strange, you got the drive back. Fucking old white woman. That's it. So let's see Strange behind the wheel.
Black bitch, get it right.
Yeah, get that shit right.
The fuck?
Motherfucker, you're gonna come at me correct. So yeah, so the slate for the month of October. We're definitely popping off with some Comic-Con related stuff. I'm already setting the placeholders now for certain things. Number one, for Comic-Con this year, I want to see how many Thanos I run into. Because in recent years, I only saw maybe two. Maybe something like that. I think it's going to be a bunch of Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, oh, and I know you've seen it.
You can run from it.
Exactly. Run from it. Tread it. Destiny still arrives. Love it. And on top of that shit, Bowsette. This fucking gender bend that is hitting social media. Dude. Okay, if you have weeby friends, which means those otaku nerdy about? Friends. Okay, first of all, the homie Asia, shout out to Sunzy. And my homie Aziza, shout out to, you know, Focus team out there in New York Gaming Group. They are part of a contingent of folks who are among that weeb and otaku group where it's this Rule 34. You know what Rule 34 is? Rule 34 is this general rule in most fandom and cosplay where a male character can be gender bend to female and vice versa. So they've done this thing where I guess it's in Super Mario lore that you throw on that crown and you pretty much become
What it is that they introduced, there's a Mario game coming out for the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Side-scrolling Mario.
That's right. Coming out in January,
Out in January.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a game you can play with all your friends. So, you know, you can, like, jump in at any time.
Mm-hmm.
But what the main new feature of that game is that there's this new power-up called... I don't know what it's called. I don't remember what it's called. But essentially, it's a crown with a pink mushroom in it. And what happens is any character who... absorbs it, essentially becomes their version of Peach.
Mm.
Now, originally...
I've seen that.
Yeah. Originally, it was for this character, Toadette.
Yeah, and I've seen, like, a bunch of people do it in... There was this New Jersey con, but I can't remember what the name of it was, but I've seen a lot of it.
Right. Now the thing is, Bowsette is not real.
Oh yeah, no, she's not real at all.
Not real at all.
It's a meme.
Nothing to do with Nintendo. It was an artist who came up with it, and the internet lost their shit.
They lost their motherfucking minds. So many artists have taken this and have created so many of these. I'm just gonna call it for what it is. It's very sexually explicit.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Definitely. Completely. To where, you know, you'll have stuff to where Mario is pretty much fucking Bowser, and Bowser is like this gender bend, so it's all consensual, of course. And it's like, oh, my God, Mario, that was amazing. And then from there, he takes the crown off. He's like, but it's my turn, and puts the crown on Mario. Now Mario's a girl, mm-hmm. and then now they're having sex, so it's like... Is this weird craze that's going on? But most importantly, the cosplay community is running apeshit.
Yeah.
And now you get the girls coming out in like their bustiers with these like horns, spike bracelets, the whole bit. Now it's like everyone's Bowsette. Everyone's Bowsette. Everyone's Princess Chomp. Everyone's all these different bins. So yeah. I'm just anticipating there's going to be a bunch of them floating around.
Oh yeah. Gonna be a bonus. Oh definitely. Because this, for one thing, this was something that exploded within like the course of 2 weeks.
Yeah, days.
This is just 2 weeks.
Mere days. At some point I was like, okay, I gotta talk about this because this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, sincerely, who did this? Because whoever the artist is, bravo, sir. This is your creation, and maybe it'll be dope if Nintendo adopted it. Probably won't, but still. You know, it's just still kind of crazy how that happens.
From what I've seen, Nintendo is actually expressing a huge amount of regret.
Yeah.
Because the Bowsette thing, you know, as you said before,
it's sexually explicit.
It's sexual, yeah. And it's just like, you took something. This was a brand new feature in like the world of Mario,
and you've perverted
it. And you ruined it.
You fucking ruined it.
It
was supposed to be something cool and inclusive, and they're just like, look at this. Bowser's like, I got titties. Hey, I got titties.
So yeah, like, and it's just like, hey, on top of that, it's like, it's for a character that doesn't even exist.
Doesn't even exist. No. Like, I think the funniest one I saw was Bowsette showed up and was speaking to Princess Peach, and Princess Peach was like, hey, I'm the princess around here, and like on some Dark Knight Rises shit, basically took her hand and put it on Peach's shoulder and was like, do you feel in charge? And people were just in the comment section like, that moment, her heart and her panties both dropped. And I was like, yo,
do you feel in charge?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yo, I forgot all about that.
Yo, that scene, it's one of those fucked up scenes that I always laugh at, because he was real deal. If you remember The Dark Knight Rises, Bane was real deal, like, dealing with this one guy who was funding all of this shit. He's like, okay, I'm the one in charge here. You have to listen to me. I've got the money. And he just put his hand politely on his shoulder. Was like, do you feel in charge? And then he just had that look of like, oh, I forgot. You can pretty much like break my neck in 5 different places.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm Gotham's Reckoning. You're on borrowed time. And he was like, wait. So it was incredible.
It was that one guy who saw, the moment Bane put his hand on the dude's shoulder, the other guy was just
the other dude was like,
I gotta go.
He was like, this is happening.
You know, I gotta use this bathroom. You know, my mother called me right now.
He pretty much pulled a Wong, like, oh, were you about to see Thanos? That's crazy. Yo, I'm about to go ahead, though.
Cool, I'm gonna be, you know, I'm gonna be over here, man. I'm gonna be over here watching The View. Oh, yeah. Shit. Y'all cool? Yeah, cool. I'm gonna be over here.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? This is like, because right now, because this right here is the magic of this podcast. Like, people always say, what is you guys' concentration? Our concentration is just a conversation you'd have with friends on an array of a bunch of topics. Because speaking of Batman, that Joaquin Phoenix Joker shit.
How do you feel about that?
I like it. I thought
I love it from the standpoint that I think I'm coming to a place like, look, I think I'm kind of exhausted on these big superhero collaboration mashups, mm-hmm. because they're very thinly done. Because I can almost explain all the movies to you without even naming one. All right, the imminent threat appears itself at the very beginning. The very next moment after that, the team recognizes said threat. The team has conflict because now they need to come together, settle their differences, and work as a group. The team goes under turmoil. They somehow splinter and find themselves needing to try to take over the threat. The threat continues to grow stronger. And in the end, the last chapter, based on the film, the threat is either vanquished or the threat continues to fucking live on and now needs to be dealt with in another way. I'm done with that fucking formula of films. Especially when it comes to superhero films.
It was Ultron.
Ultron, was First Avengers, Infinity Justice War. League,
that Justice League. That craptastic fest.
It's just like so many movies are like that now. Where I'm like, you know what? Just give me a character study on a very complex character. And just let me be
enthralled by it. It was called Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. V for Vendetta. It was a couple of them. It was a couple.
Delilah's favorite superhero event. Vampirella.
Vampirella, was that a thing?
I think it was.
Was Vampirella a thing?
I think it was.
Okay,
was it Vampira?
Okay, because for some reason,
who's the one in the red dress?
Because for some reason, my mind went directly to Heavy Metal 3000, see, she knew. And that is not the same thing. Mm-hmm. Heavy Metal 3000 is something totally different.
Yes,
which I haven't seen that in a million years.
What were we talking about earlier? Oh yes, what the Joker,
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah,
we were just tying up into a bunch of current shit, but I think it's gonna be fantastic, and I know.
I mean, we got some stuff in the burner, especially for October.
Yeah, we do.
I'll tell you this. When I first saw like the pictures and stuff like that, I didn't think it was Joker. I thought it was a guy with a clown face.
Oh, the funny thing is that I definitely figured it was him. I just didn't like the fact that they gave him a name, because at least from what I understood, I didn't know the Joker had an actual identity.
Yeah.
I didn't know he actually had, because they're calling him Arthur, which I didn't, I'm like, who the fuck is Arthur?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, so I'm like, so I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, for all you folks that have read The Killing Joke and all those other bits, I'm like, I don't think they ever actually gave him a name. Like, I don't remember him ever having a personification
of an identity. Kind of, you know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they do. Okay, because I was never sure. But what fucked me up was
like in the films, they had to give him a name. Like for Batman, they gave him a name, like a what was his name?
Was Joker ever one of those things, or was that like an inside thing?
Like an inside thing.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, really, motherfucker's name?
Jack Napier was his
Jack
name.
Jack Napier, okay.
Was his name in the Batman movie.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
I just remember reading it, and it was like every time they were about to bring up his name, something happened.
Yeah, it was always one of those things like, oh, because his actual name is, poof, I was like, oh, okay, gotcha, give me a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was always one of those things like, you know. Like,
oh my God, somebody shot Superman or something. Like,
I honestly think it's going to be dope. What fucked me up was that it's Todd Phillips doing it of Hangover and Old School fame. So I'm like, okay, this may be psychological, but yet a black comedy at the same time. So this ought to be dope.
Yeah,
so super. Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad it wasn't Scorsese, because that would have felt,
oh God,
very convoluted. I'd have been like, I don't need the Joker calling somebody nigga, okay? Because Scorsese does it in every film.
Not in every movie.
Google it. Every film.
Not in every movie.
Every Scorsese
film. Not in Hugo. He didn't do it in Hugo.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
Look it up.
Somehow I feel like you're wrong.
It's a kids movie.
Somehow I feel like you're wrong.
It's a kids movie.
In every non-kids movie. I promise you, every last one. Dude, do I need to bring up gangs in New York and what happens in the church? Do I need to bring up what happens in the church?
Yeah, no.
In the church!
That was evidence, my dude.
Like, trust me, that's what I'm like, do I need to bring that up?
They made us watch that in school, bro.
Had you know early. But early. Yes. There's a nigger at the church.
Oh my God, it is so ridiculous. But, yeah, I say all of that to say, before we go off on one of our other lovely tangents, that, yeah, we have a lot going down the pike between, like we said, films,
yeah,
film reviews, series rewatches.
Maybe streams. Down the line, we'll do an occult pod for October for Ashley.
Why do I need an occult pod? I mean, dude, we
you,
have...
You kind of do.
We actually have... we still have to work some things out, but we do have a kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess like a union, so to speak, with another podcast.
Oh yeah, it's a collaborative.
Yeah, yes, with Stolen Diaries, yes, yeah. We might be working on that soon. Yes. I do like a collaborative episode.
I bring that up because it's like we actually have one of the hosts of their show who sent us a response to one of our
was a response to a retro episode of Let Me Your Fears.
Fantastic segue moment.
Yes, the Dime a Dimes.
I said fantastic segue moment.
In the internet age. And on an episode, we had Dana J talk about, you know, how dating is in this new...
God, that was so old.
Yes, in this new modern...
Damn, I don't even remember him talking
about modern times.
That was a minute ago.
And it was very interesting. And and if you are on Anchor, you can send us a voice message to any of our episodes on the pipeline. Any one of them. You listen to them. You can say, hey, I agree with you. Hey, I don't agree with you. Maybe, just maybe, we can find some way to do it where you can just record a response and email it to us.
Yeah, or you can easily go and reach out and give us like feedback, different things like it. Where does David Strange get those fancy suits from that match his hat and his cane? All of those biggest things.
I don't have a cane. You hear this? I don't have a cane.
Not now.
Don't listen to him. All right.
A cane with a matching hat and
just because me and Delilah did a ritual in the hotel room doesn't mean.
And the tip of the cane is a crow head.
Yes, right, it is.
Look.
Can you back me up here?
And if worse come to it, he can go ahead and move the crow head back, and it's a nice 2 tablets of arsenic. just in the event that shit gets very real.
It gets so real.
Poison pills.
Delicious.
Mm. Don't want to give anyone a hot Cosby. Anyway.
Wow. But yes, as
listen,
far as
listen,
the
listen,
response,
listen. I just want to say this, you know, make this perfectly clear. Yes, I make fun of tragedies all the time.
He's giving disclaimers.
No, I just wanted to say that. And what happened to Bill Cosby?
Tragic.
It wasn't tragic. He had it coming.
Yeah, he did.
All right, sadly. He had it coming.
Sadly.
Right. So I can make such jokes about this man and his you know, ordeal in prison, how he's going to be sewing up things and working the yard.
I kind of feel like whoever he helped put through college might hear this, and they're going to punch you in the throat.
They will. After they grapple through the fact that they got money from a convicted rapist. So I think they have bigger problems on their mind besides me talking shit about the man that paid for their college.
He wasn't a convicted rapist when, you know, he was paying for their education.
Yeah, but one of those rapes was during a scouting trip for a college. So can't beat that. Back to the response that we have
I'm not that guy who's going to tell you all this and that.
I'm like Anthony Jeselnik, right? And sometimes, all right? I don't believe in waiting, all right?
Wow.
All right, you remember Anthony Jeselnik. I don't believe in waiting. When a tragedy happens, sometimes you got to go with it.
I'm glad he's admitting it, because Paul Walker, he went in.
I did not go
and
in.
It was less than 12 hours.
I did not go in, all right?
It was less.
I went through it.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Their family's going to punch you and sue you. And
that's if they can find me. I'm located in East Orange.
Fantastic.
All right. You can find me in Philadelphia. My name is Delilah Rivera.
You said your name like 5 times already last night.
You know, I'm Delilah Rivera.
Okay. Can we actually like play?
Yes. Yes, we will. This is from Erica from, you know, the Stolen Diaries podcast, who we hope to have a partnership with. Maybe get together and record an episode.
Hope to. Fuck that. We'll hear from you soon. Like, let's go ahead and do this shit.
Yeah, we'll hear from
I'm
you
sorry.
Soon.
This is now dropping, so I'm feeling surly.
we'll just find a way to get you two together.
That. We'll do this.
Yeah, we'll do
God
it.
Damn it.
I spoke to one of them, so she was like, because she had a post on her Instagram asking for men's opinions, and I was just like, you know, I'm down. Like, well, I already got Strange on board, so cool. So it's definitely gonna happen. I'm excited.
You already know. That's an instant. Let's do it.
All right, let's play this whole thing.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, we're not hearing anything.
Technical difficulties from the dark side. Do you want me to pull it up?
Yeah, pull it up.
All right, I'll pull it up because this.
Yeah, we're gonna.
This guy.
Pull this up.
Hold on, give me a second. All right, folks, so this is what we heard in response to that episode from...
The Dime of Dimes.
Dime of Dimes.
So, is my experience on, like, dating online has really been crazy. It almost seems like I'm at the top of the food chain of my own dating profile, and I'm the HR of, like, a big-ass McDonald's. And I'm basically have all these damn resumes and all these damn profiles to look at to see who's the best candidate. And honestly, truly, I feel like it's just too much flooding. It's like too much people in my inbox that I have to differentiate who's a bullshit artist, who's a con artist, who's a scammer, who's got a little dick, who doesn't have a little dick. I just am tired. And it's a job to have a dating profile. You literally have to be in touch with your own HR personality, because yeah, it's just enough. It's 47 seconds. It's going red.
Can you tell the size of someone's junk through a photo?
Yeah, I was just gonna go ahead and say that. Like, I don't think
we have a woman here. Like, can you? Is that like an ability you women have?
I'm just gonna say probably scientifically, probably not.
Is that like it's not.
No.
That was one of those interesting points in her comment that I was like,
yeah, which begs the question, what exactly are you looking for?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and it's like, all right, so like, if you guys tried any dating apps
at all. I tried Tinder once, and I found the experience, you know, demoralizing.
I've tried several, and I've had them all for several different reasons.
Okay.
I have.
I don't, have you tried dating apps?
No, honestly.
That's right, QXT, so it's the perfect dating app. Anyway.
That's right. Whatever you.
All you gotta do is go on that basement floor, okay, stand in the corner, and put your arms out like the crucifix. Somebody come by and hug you.
Yeah.
No matter who you want.
But no, she is right, like, honestly, about being your own HR rep and everything else when you're on a dating website, because you have to deal with, you know, presenting the best version of you, and then you have to deal with the random other dudes being like creepy and hostile towards you, sending you unwanted messages, sending you dick pics. So you got
to say that.
And you got to cycle through all that to try and find a decent man through all this sludge of bullshit. But, like, it's.
I mean, all right. So my thing is this, and I probably just said it, but I think it's a huge factor. What is it that you want going into a dating app? What is it that you're looking for? Because I just watched this movie, actually. I'm glad we're actually talking about this, because I seen this movie on Netflix. And it was about, like, you know, dating apps and stuff like that. But that was more like the shell of it.
Mm-hmm.
The deeper part of it more was like a, you know, going through a relationship with someone you've met through a dating app.
Yeah.
The main character, like the guy, he was my man from Skins, who played the main character in the very first. He also played Beast in X-Men.
Nicholas Holt.
And
it's that boy.
What happened in the movie was that with him, he had just been divorced from his wife maybe like a year previous to where the story starts.
Gotcha.
And there's also a young girl from Spain. They're both in New York. No, not New York. I think it was like Chicago. It was a major city, but I want to say these are like Chicago or D.C. And they're both going through their whole like little dating app situations. Like the dude, he's a pharmacist, right? And the girl who plays Iron Fist's girlfriend.
Oh, are they talking about?
Yeah, she was in the movie. You know, she, right off the rip, you could tell she has like a little thing for him or whatever. But her job is taking her to a new location. So, you know, she's like trying to just drop hints at him. Like, yo, I'm feeling you. It's like, yo, I'm having a go away party. Do you want to come? And he's just like, you know, I'm going to be busy. And it's like, oh, okay, it's fine, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the main female lead is she's about it. She's out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say like hoe or nothing like that, but she's using that dating.
So she's out there maximizing on that app.
Oh yeah, no, she living her best life.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. She out like, yeah, no, it's a real show. Living my best life. Like all that.
You know, I've still not heard that song. It's crazy.
Seriously?
Nope.
Dude, it's
Like the term, I just liked the term, but I didn't realize it was from a song.
No, it's from a song, Little Duval, and it's fucking, like, it's hilariously good.
Wow.
It's hilariously good, or whatever. But they meet up, you know, and it's funny, like, she met up with him literally minutes after already getting her shit rocked by some other dude. Like, he's out here pumping in her. And she's like, can you eat me out? And he's like, I just met you. So I'm no. He's like, huh. Goes on the app and starts looking. Meets the guy, the main character. They hit it off instantly. Chemistry, all this and that. Next thing you know, small little montage of her moving out, moving in with him. Them having like crazy amounts of sex left and right. Going out places, dating and all this and that. I'm going to look up the movie just so, you know, get the name out there or whatever, but I don't want to get too deep with it, but,
I hope Strange was doing that besides, you know, looking at his stable.
I don't have a stable.
His roster and lineup.
It was funny because, or I bring it up because, when you actually look at the dating app, it brought up five separate options or whatever, right?
And while this app does not actually exist in our reality, it kind of goes to the point that I was trying to make. Like, what exactly are you looking for? Because before you were even allowed to set up your profile, it asks you, are you in it for fun? Are you in it, you know, looking for something serious? Are you in a relationship branching out? Are you guys open? What's the situation
here? Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like hearing her, you know, bring up, you know, having to be your own HR and all this and that. And I'm like, I do agree, but it's like, what exactly are you looking for?
Yeah.
In order to filter out this and this and this and that. Like, what are you filtering out?
Yeah, because to a great extent, even as someone who, I've been on a couple of dating apps, I won't name which ones in particular, because I need motherfuckers trying to find old ghost profiles and none of that dumb shit.
Yeah.
But essentially, for what it's worth, you know, a lot of, like, you know, like a lot of the shit that I've seen over the profiles is all based off, A, like you said, what you're looking for, and then also more so exactly, yeah, pretty much, like what are your actual intentions? Because I've been on different platforms for different reasons. There was definitely a site that I was on, I was like, okay, listen, I know why I'm on this. I'm on this because I'm like, hey, anything may happen at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Or another one, I was like, you know what? You know, I think this one is definitely more so for, you know, kind of vetting to see who, you know, might be serious and who I may be able to possibly build off with. So, yeah, I think all of that is incredibly important when jumping on those websites. But to say you got to go through the process, I mean, that's a part of the process, especially when you're a woman, because they got to know. Any woman's got to know. You go to any of those dating sites, again, the ratio of women to men is going to be at least 1 to 10.
Yeah.
At the very minimum. So for every, you know, again, conventionally attractive woman, she's going to have several dudes like, hey, what's up, baby? Hey, how you doing? Yo. But like, you're going to have as many different variants of people trying to come in and say something. Mm-hmm. But again, when you're doing your due diligence and you figure out what it is that you want to do, that's when that makes sense. So, that's it. Just got to be able to make sense of those sort of things.
Yeah.
I just look forward to being able to be able to expound more, considering how important
branching out. Just one thing. It's completely different for guys.
Oh, it's entirely different.
That 1 to 10 ratio is vice versa for us.
Because then from there, yeah, you're needing to have to go ahead and pretty much be the HR manager. Like, yeah, I got to go through all these resumes. Well, I'm that guy that's like, I hope I got a shot.
Yeah.
Essentially it. So yeah, it's a Hail Mary at that point.
Pretty much.
But yeah, but we definitely look forward to having a lot on the docket for this month of October.
Yes, maybe even an occult pod for Ashley, like I said before.
We're damn sure doing an occult pod.
I just need to find some other people.
Oh no. I'm gonna say right now, if there's ever gonna be a pod about me, I'm gonna drop so much shit. It's so much. I have a lot to talk about.
Say. Don't worry. I'm gonna find some witches. All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get Cassandra involved in this.
Shout out to the homie Cass.
All right. Maybe get Ashley involved. My Ashley. My other Ashley.
Okay. like, whoa.
I was gonna say. Come on.
Don't worry, Ashley. We're gonna sacrifice you to the devil.
No, he's not talking about sacrifice. He's like, let's be sure we're speaking about the right Ashley. He's like, because I know I'm one of few. He's like, there's an Ashley you might not want to bring. Like, and even if that were the case, I swear to God, I'd be completely civil. But I'm pretty sure it'd be like, no. Or better yet, as I showed Strange the other day, the clip from Little Nicky, you make the Lord very nervous. I'm like, look, I'm not no damn Satan's pawn. I already said it. Like, I like to just be very objective.
Who knows where you get Delilah involved, you know?
Oh my God, that shit is funny perfect. As fuck. But yeah, I mean, I look forward to this whole slate of October. Like I said, I'm going everywhere from Central Park to go track the foliage, get plenty of shots out there, some scenic shit, extra romancy bullshit, you know? Fucking hay rides, trips to Central Park when the foliage changes.
Oh, yeah.
Changing in the fall fashion.
I want to see that.
hoodie season.
I definitely want to be in Central Park for that. Can I just say another thing?
In Oktoberfest.
After, like, this pretty much year, I'm done with our shows.
Done with our shows?
You heard that announcement here first, folks. He's done with art shows.
I'm done.
You got to do at least one, because I, as a fucking friend, I feel bad that I haven't been to any of your art shows. I want to be that one person that's like, yo, well done, well done. No, I just come from.
You need to do it. If this is gonna be your last year, you need to do it like a big one.
What I'm saying. There's got to be big.
No, like, it's got to be still, big. Like, you got. I still have the one lined up for Brooklyn. That's on the 13th, right? Okay. Yeah. And there's another one in Chelsea that I'm doing in November. It's November 19th, and I believe it's the Cloisters? No, it's not. It's a church. It's definitely a church, but they do, like, these, like, big, elaborate fashion shows there, too.
Okay. Or
whatever. It's the... Their Instagram is The Set NYC.
See, that sounds like a very Chelsea thing to do.
I'm cool with it, though. I'm just like, it's Chelsea.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. If we're talking about November, I already picture it. Coming through, tortoiseshell glasses.
Yeah.
Overcoat. And I'm a big-ass thing of lemon pepper wings. I'm gonna be like, yo, you want one of these wings? And, I'm out here chilling, taking in the art.
And the show I just did... a couple weeks ago was in the One Art Space in Tribeca. I got invited to do another one in December.
Mm.
So it's literally one for each month of the rest of the year. So
nice.
Yeah.
And then at some point, 2019, you're like, fuck it. All private collection.
I'm ready for cons.
Ready for cons?
I'm ready for cons. Let's
fucking get it.
Mentally. Right. Financially, but mentally, I'm ready for cons.
Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out, because I honestly think somewhere between a collaborative effort between you having a table with your art, us being able to do a pod, us being able to do all of that shit, we're going to be able to come together and do some really fucking fantastic shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that kind of puts us exactly where we are right now for the month of October, moving forward, and just the overall objective.
Okay. Oh, just one more thing. Just to give people, like, an actual, like, oh, he actually is an artist. Most of my work now is on Instagram. It's instagram.com/blackandblue_7. Again, that's black and blue, all lowercase, _7. So, you know, all
right,
check it out. See if you like it. Like, follow.
Promoting shit.
Yeah. I mean, we're here.
Well, you added, also add David Strange on there as well. He's Hang got on. A page where he's got,
yeah, I got
photography as well.
Oh, and I got the arts page, which is night. Encompassing,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's David_M.C.StrangeArts, one word, on Instagram. If you want to do my photography, David_MC_Strange_M.C.Strange_photography.
Woo!
That's right.
He's definitely going to shorten that shit in the near future.
Yeah.
That's right. And if you want to book Ashley for some strip shows, it's at, you know, HaitianSensation@gmail.com.
Sure. I want you to know, if you email that, you will probably not get what you're looking for. Because that has nothing to do with
me. Haitian Sensation. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do email the new kid Haiti. For some reason, I don't know why you would, and you do in fact get a response, it's not me.
The new kid Haiti.
Yeah. So good luck with whatever you decide.
I'm done at that point. Look,
the new sexual chocolate. Listen,
you can add Rebel Sauce if you fucking want. Well. At Rebel Sauce. RebelSance.
If you want to get in contact with us, yes. We are at lendmeyourfears, one word.
Gmail.
Yes, @gmail.com.
Give us all sorts of suggestions, insight, and all that other amazing stuff. Of your reactions from the podcast.
She hung up. You can do audio responses to the episode, feedback, some letters.
On Anchor. So, I'd like to go ahead and conclude this lovely experience with my very great friends here, Ashley Supreme.
Hey.
And the, you know, ever enchanting and going through technical difficulty.
Yes, I am.
Pimp David Strange.
I'm not a pimp. Don't say that.
This has been another edition of
Hustler.
The Lend Me Your Fears podcast. And We're signing off now.
Wait, that's...